Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
That's not Elvis. That's Terry Stafford. Bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day, and please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're starting one, whether you're growing one, or whether you're trying to divest yourself of one. We cover the entire landscape, the entire timeline of business ownership there on our website with all of our Brain Trust members, including our good friend Tim Berry, who's with us right now. Tim is the founder of Palo Alto Software. And all the books that have been written that you really should care about on business planning, Tim has written them. And Tim, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about getting funding for your business. We're talking about the angel investment landscape now being, I don't know, Tim, is crowdfunding disrupting the angel investing landscape?
Jim, it hasn't yet. What I follow up.
We talked about angel investing in the last previous segment. Remind the audience about what crowdfunding is before you go further.
The idea of crowdfunding was kind of acknowledged in this Jobs Act of last April. It's that out on the internet you can find thousands of people to pay a small amount each, $100, $500, mm-hmm. to invest in your business. And that's been illegal until this new bill because the Securities and Exchange Commission enforced something called accredited investors,
right,
who had to have enough money to pass some money test, the idea being to prevent stock fraud.
Right.
We say that in startups,
one of the criteria for accredited investors is $1 million in net worth. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so that it is that amazingly humorous assumption that people who have money are sophisticated, which is mm-hmm. worth a long discussion. But basically, the government's trying to protect people against stock fraud. And now with this new bill, they're responding to a lot of popular pressure that, hey, why can't I invest in startups even if I don't have $1 million in net worth? So the accreditation will go away. Now, the law changed, the new law came in April, but nothing much is happening yet because the Securities and Exchange Commission is supposed to write the rules and regulations mm-hmm. to still protect people from fraud. And
what the Securities Acts of 1933 and 1934 were designed to do and have pretty much maintained sway over the securities industry since.
Well, and what's happened in real life, when you look at angel investors, it happens that the norm is they will look into a company thoroughly before putting in money,
right,
because it's significant money for them, and they'll study it, and that, in a way, has sort of prevented wholesale fraud with new stocks and funding startups.
And they become known to, this is another thing that's a big part of securities about private placement investing. People have always been able to invest in your business if they were known to you. You were violating a securities law if you went out and approached somebody you didn't know.
Yeah, that's been true too.
And so now with crowdfunding, they're removing that a little bit, aren't they? You can approach people who you don't know in a way that a listed security can, but in the old days, whereas a private placement could not.
And they have to, SEC has to figure out how to regulate that, but that's, you're right, that's a huge difference. Basically, what everybody is expecting is supposed to happen with crowdfunding is you find a way through sites that don't exist yet but will be popping up to advertise your startup so that a whole lot of people can say, yeah, I want a tiny little piece of your startup, and you get $1 billion from at $100 a pop.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, at that level, then there isn't really any obvious way that people will investigate while you're company,
mm-hmm.
and they'll do what angel investors have called due diligence to really study the risks and the competition and the technology and the market before investing in this company. It will be more of a whim, or mm-hmm. at least that's something that would be reasonable to expect.
But when crowdfunding gets regular, gets published, so to speak, the promulgated, I guess is the better way to say it. When crowdfunding becomes promulgated and it's actually, we know what the rules are, let's say that there's no big surprises. Do you think it will disrupt angel investing?
I don't think it will take, I don't think it will disrupt the major flow of angel investing because I think that due diligence will still go on towards the companies that are high profile, high end startups that have scalability and can grow a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, I do think it will cause problems at a low end. There's going to be crazy schemes that get funded. Some of them will end up having taken people's money for nothing,
mm-hmm.
and rules will have to tighten up again about how these startups deal with explaining to people what the risks are.
Now you know why I have not been an early advocate of crowdfunding. That's what you just said is one of the reasons. I want to talk about this some more after these messages, including what you have to do if you want to accept crowdfunding. What are some of the hoops that you're going to have to jump through in order to pull that off? And what are some of the exposures that you could have if you accept crowdfunding? Tin Till, right back with Tim Berry after these messages. Stay with us.
He take a thunder from the mountain. He take a lightning from the sky. He bring a strong man to his begging knees. He make the youngest mama cry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.